but tomorrow is Georgia's day.
The vice president will preside over Wednesday's joint session. Over the weekend, Pence said that he welcomes the Republican lawmakers' challenge to the results of the presidential election in several states. A normally innocuous midweek college basketball game between Boston University and Holy Cross will now stand out, as both teams will don masks during the game. It's believed to be the first game of the season where both teams will mask up. BU officials mandated that teams wear masks during play for games on their campus. With both teams having their non-conference schedules canceled, this will be the Terriers' first home game of the year. And NFL teams continue to make personnel changes after the end of the regular season. The Jacksonville Jaguars have fired head coach Doug Marrone following a 1-15 season. And the Los Angeles Chargers have parted ways with their head coach, Anthony Lynn, after four seasons. The New York Jets fired head coach Adam Gase yesterday after just two seasons on the job that saw back-to-back losing campaigns. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover on WGSO will address matters of importance, elderly affairs, and anything that affects our quality of life. We'll show the fallibilities of protective services and the fallacies. Also, wherein the system is so corrupted, witnesses become victims. Where we go one, we go all. Listen up to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Mondays at 8 p.m., the dinner hour. Dinner jackets or straight jackets. God bless America.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your
sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
So, of course, you're listening. I like the horns. You can play that in the back. I can't go past the minute. What, Anthony? Oh, indeed. Okay. So, of course, you're listening to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, coming to you live from New Orleans. I'm actually, well, I was going to pretend I was in protective custody doing a live remote, but that wouldn't be funny. To some people. Anyway, my friend Mo. But, so... a lot of things that happened since last week. And I heard from a friend up in Buffalo what's going on over the border. And so he's going to be calling and letting us know about that pretty soon. And so I came across some things. And in connecting the dots to the election fraud, because... you know, Joe Biden didn't win this election. Y'all got to be kidding me. So the very states that would destabilize our national security and strangle our economy. So what are the odds that the most important states that had these more votes than voters would say for the flow of goods and people into the USA, it would be Arizona that would have to be controlled. And for the flow of goods from Europe, it would have to be Pennsylvania, because they have three ports. The flow of goods from South America would be Georgia. And the flow of goods from Canada would be control of Michigan. And for the flow of goods into the heartland would be Wisconsin. So you see, Republicans control the state legislatures in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia. And these are the states that changed how ballots would be handled without going before the state legislature. And so eliminating signatures and eliminating verifying signatures and changed the time for which counting ballots could occur and also you know, whether the postmark was legible or not, or if it even had a postmark. So this is information that can show how our economy can be strangled and how our national security could be destabilized. So it's something that's been in the planning stages for a while. Of course, you know, having a crisis such as the COVID-19, which is a man-made disaster and released by communist China, really that we should be looking at as an act of war. But, you know, when you have people complaining that the deaths are through a lack of response by the president, that's very disingenuous, and all you're doing is lighting a fire. Because in December 28th, 2019, we had 7,000 cases recorded of the flu. But the same time next year, on December 28th, 2020, we had only 36 recorded cases of the flu. So COVID-19 actually cured the flu, if you go by the numbers. Now, if you go by Dr. Fauci, who should be arrested, by the way, with Dr. Birx, for what they did with the report from the Imperial Institute that was all bogus, written based on Dr. Fauci's numbers, but he pretended that he had nothing to do with the report, and when it was turned out to be bogus, he said that he hadn't read it. But yet he submitted this report to President Trump to trick him to close down our country just for 2 weeks. So here we are going on another year. No, by the way, the Beat Exchange is starting its third year. My God. So let's see, slang in Sicilian, where they call Dr. Fauci, Fauci, is a slang word for fought. So Dr. Fauci, so there he is, the big nothing. Another activist pretending to be a doctor, has never been involved in the medical field except to be with his statistics that are all bogus. He's done this before. The doctor that came forward and talked about it, they immediately censored her. But everybody's seen the little piece on her, the documentary, so we know what's happening there. And in the process, the fact that we have to pay attention to these people saying that we need to stay in lockdown throughout. No, we don't need to stay in lockdown. Y'all need to be in lockdown in a cell. That's crazy. So I was reading something where they said the American Revolution was planned in the taverns, the restaurants, and the churches. So now we should be able to understand the reason for the lockdowns with the restaurants and every time, you know, social distancing so people don't get together and talk about, hey, this is a form of communism. No, it is communism. The masks don't do anything, you know, unless your nose is dripping. So it takes care of the drips from your nose. But as far as for COVID and everything else, it doesn't do anything. Now, Gavin Newsom ordered $1 billion worth of masks from communist China. He did it in two money transfers of $500 million each. But he hasn't had one mask delivered this year. He can't show an invoice. He doesn't even want to talk about it. But that's just state's money. Now it's been determined that Trump won California because the ballots that they printed up outside of the normal means they didn't have the election laws printed on them. So all of those are illegitimate ballots. So you can't imagine. We got to stick together on this, not accept things that we don't feel comfortable about, that don't accept our freedom and interfere with our freedoms and liberty. And that's the way it goes. So we'll be back after this break, and we'll that's JT Wall in the background. So we'll be talking to our friend Lieutenant Dan. So this is Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange, coming to you live from New Orleans.
Together we are strong, together we are faithful, united in our song, America is grateful. Together we are strong, together we are faithful.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter, and that's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge, January 8th, Leo Nocentelli, January 15th, School of Rock, and January 22nd, Glenn David Andrews. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Swillen. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Percent of all forms of mainstream media. Soap operas of our lives, designed to keep us feeling alone.
I don't like it.
That is their ultimate goal, to make you feel absolutely alone.
Yay, there we go. I quit it. So anyway, of course, you're listening to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. I have a friend sitting on the line, Lieutenant Dan, that we're going to be talking to in a bit. And so, are you on, Dan?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Fantastic. So you got some stuff to tell us about. That it was pretty wild that what you sent me as a preview. It's like, whoa. So tell us about it. What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, and congratulations on your third year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's wild. Yeah.
Well, we've got some crazy things that are in the works here in New York, and we have some craziness that happened north of us and across the border up in Quebec.
Wow.
So we can go either way first, whichever you'd like. But
you just roll it, because it's wild. It's all wild.
Well, first of all, up in Canada, now we've already seen this happen in I've seen that there's videos online. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have seen them that took place in Australia and New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
where the police got pretty aggressive with people just for the simple crime of being outside without the mask on. Well, up in Gatineau, Quebec, which it's a little west of Quebec City.
Yeah, it's a French province.
Yes, yeah. And apparently they've got some, well, they do a crazy thing up there too, I guess, similar to what they do in New York. And they label areas depending on the number of cases, whether it's a red, orange, or yellow zone. But apparently they do the same thing. And wherever these people live that evidently having gatherings in their house was frowned upon. And what happened was a neighbor, well, whether they had an axe to grind or somebody just thought they'd do a little, you just try to, feel like a good person, I guess. They blew their neighbors in.
The neighbors turned them in. And, yeah. It was... I'm going to see if we could put that video up on a WGSO webpage for the Beat Exchange, because it's pretty wicked, and it's, and to think that Cuomo is trying to do something very similar. I'm going to take that article that you sent to me from the Red State talking about mentioning what Cuomo has been holding back, but what he's doing under the radar, so everybody could see what's happening in Canada right across the border, and what Cuomo has in New York, it could come right here to the USA.
Yeah, it's getting close to home, and actually we've actually seen somewhat similar things happen here. I know I read of an article and saw a video in Ohio this last summer. A woman was in the stands watching her child play, kids
right.
sports. And she didn't have a mask on. She wasn't sitting by anybody or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dragged out of there by the police for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already happening here. It's not as widespread as it is apparently in other places. But it is here. It's coming.
Right.
And
if we stay on this. Yeah, if we stay on this direction that we're going in with these crazy people, say it's like they always find money to go buy like a summer home or something elsewhere in another country, and it's usually through kickbacks and bribes and all that they get as government officials. Why don't they just move to that other country and leave the rest of us alone? And then they come back in, pull their craziness. It's like they're control freaks.
Exactly.
There's no other way to put it. It's like this isn't what our government was built on. It was inalienable rights, God-given inalienable rights. And we're guaranteed these by the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and our Bill of Rights. And these lunatics, you know, and because our federal government is so screwed up, that's why our local governments are screwed up, where they think they can do anything they want to us. You know, like, I guess you might have heard of this, Dan, that our mayor had made an issue of an outdoor event that was by the square with these church groups singing. And this young girl who is an aspiring Christian performer in the music industry, she was riding by on her bicycle and jumped off and started performing with them. She wasn't even scheduled to perform. But the mayor went after her and singled her out and then made a big stink of it, contacting the Dick Clark event that we have on New Year's here in New Orleans, that's produced by Dave Clark Productions. And she made such a big issue about it, of not wanting the young girl to perform. Her name is Miss Daigle. And so I don't know why she focused on this, but I figured it was to switch out the performances. And she did. And it wasn't any problem with the performances, but the kid was not scheduled to perform. So she wasn't really taking anything away from her. She was just creating the situation like she was doing it, you know, like creating a whole nother scenario on top of what was really going on. So our lieutenant governor pulled back what they were giving from the tourism, you know, for tourism to promote the city of New Orleans. He pulled that back. She winds up using $500,000 in a fund that's supposed to be for artists and musicians and culture bearers that basically the city never even knew they had. So she basically used this, you know, as a slush fund, and gave it to the production company to replace what the state had pulled back. I mean, it's like, I am going to go after organizations that claim that they take care of artists and musicians, and you don't, but that's what you do to solicit money from the general public. So you got me going now. So anyway, and what about your area, Dan, with the musicians? I mean, it is the Beat Exchange, so we got like about a minute before we have another break. But
I think
that's JT's music, JT Wild of him. It's a good song, Together We Can Save the World. So the musicians in your area in Buffalo, how are we going to come back and talk about that? I'm Mr. Dan. Lieutenant Dan. Okay, right after this break.
We all have our only a temporary distortion of the true nature of our souls. When you are awake, you will no longer allow their programming to affect your relationships. You will see through the media matrix and wake up to a whole new world of possibilities where you control the system. That is what they're afraid of. And that is what the world needs now more than ever.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter. And that's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted affected by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge, January 8th, Leo Nocentelli. January 15th, School of Rock. And January 22nd, Glenn David Andrews. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
Peek into Brennan's, the Grand Dame restaurant on historic Royal Street in the French Quarter, to find The Roost, a quintessential and elegant southern bar overlooking a lush courtyard that welcomes all to partake in the merriment of New Orleans. The amusing aviary-inspired bar is home not only to the most progressive wine and food experience in New Orleans, but also an innovative cocktail program of traditional classics with distinctly relevant twists by the hand of lead bartender Lou Brow. Pop in and celebrate at Brennan's, Roost Bar at any hour of the day. Your Caribbean milk punch awaits.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. 107 pharmacies across the state received 100 doses of the Moderna COVID vaccine each today to use on patients 70 and older, plus those on dialysis. Those pharmacies were found in 51 different parishes, with many of the state's larger cities hosting multiple sites. Spring Hill Family Pharmacy pharmacist Suzanne Smith in Webster Parish says interest was extremely high.
We've been inundated with phone calls from all around the area since we were the only pharmacy in our parish that is receiving doses this week. In a little over 2 hours, we had all those vaccines reserved.
And it'll likely take weeks to vaccinate this new 1B group of individuals. State Health Officer Dr. Joe Kander says it's impossible to know how many vaccines we'll get again next week. And until we get enough, we'll be giving out vaccines to those most likely to end up in the hospital if they get infected.
The hospitals now in the state have more COVID patients than they did at any point going back all the way to the end of March, beginning of April. And they're on track to eclipse that as well.
LRN.
Louisiana Department of Insurance, how may I help you?
If you're an insurance policy holder, you have rights. I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. In the aftermath of an active hurricane season, many Louisianians are navigating the insurance claim process. We can help. Representatives at the Louisiana Department of Insurance will give you the information and advice you need to complete your claim and understand your rights as a policyholder. Because every claim is unique, we can give you insight into how the process should proceed for your claim and what you need to do to manage that process. Even after you've been paid by your insurer, you still have the right to ask for additional relief if you learn of new damages or costs caused by the storm. So feel free to give us a call. I'm Commissioner Jim Donlan, and we can be reached at 800-259-5300 or ldi.la.gov. We're ready to help you.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6060.
Gendusa's Italian Market has a delectable eggplant lasagna. Of course, wonderful homemade meatballs. One of the neighborhood favorites is the stuffed artichokes. People come in by the dozens to take them home. And don't forget about his delectable pizzas, loaded with fresh ingredients. Try Chef Troy's homemade bruschettoni on Sundays. That's Gendusa's Italian Market, 405 Williams Boulevard in Rivertown.
And us, together. There is only one way to save the world. We must be together. Because where we go one, we go all.
There he goes. He had to check out.
Worldwide.
Definitely. We had a lot of freedom seekers in the world because of President Trump. And that was even in communist China. Nigeria, they were in the street with Trump flags and American flags. And so, Mr. Dan, let's finish out what you have.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the musicians, but before I get to that, today, as a matter of fact, Cuomo came out with an executive order, and he was saying that hospitals, he wants to get people vaccinated, he says. And if hospitals don't have their allocated amounts of vaccine used up by the end of the week, he's going to fine them up to $100,000.
Wow.
And they won't be allowed to dispense the vaccine after that. But the problem with that is that right now, I mean, the way he has it, the distributors have to certify that the people that are getting the vaccine, Cuomo wants them to be frontline workers, whether that's through a variety of occupations, not just healthcare workers, but he wants it could be somebody stocking grocery shelves. It could be anything like that. As opposed to giving it to, I mean, a 21-year-old kid stuck in a grocery shelf is not at the same risk level as an 83-year-old senior in a rest home.
Right.
I mean, it's just not the same thing. Well, the seniors can, I guess they can just wait. So, meanwhile, there's like hundreds of doses of vaccinations that are just sitting there. They're almost expired, but they can't use them because of all the red tape. And now he's got them under the gun to use them up by the end of the week.
Yeah, they'll be running in the streets. You know, the same thing here. You know, I heard one of the earlier shows, I forget which one, because somebody was talking to me while I was trying to flip through, and they were saying that they were trying to get the vaccine and didn't know when they could get it. You know, I'm not going to get the vaccine. You know, y'all can, never mind, I'm not getting the vaccine, that's all I will say, you know.
Well, I'm with you there, I feel the same way, but.
Well, how do you feel about Trump giving the Medal of Freedom to Republican Devin Nunes?
I think that's outstanding.
Yeah, very good, he did do a good job. Admiral Rogers, too, at doing that time, because that was a very sticky time. And Adam Schiff should be under the jail by now, you know, because he discredited Devin Nunes with his started screaming about Russia collusion delusion at the time, and this is when they were, you know, lining up to frame General Flynn, which we haven't dealt with yet. And also at the time that Schiff was screaming, and he was literally freaked out, that the Democrat Party's mega donor Ed Buck had just gotten arrested for the third dead body of a young black man found in his apartment that he couldn't explain away. So they finally arrested him. And that was, of course, this was last year, but at the same time, that was their way of covering it up. because a lot of those Democrats were visiting that apartment. You know, so yeah, I got some things coming in from Hollywood that, you know, I'm just eventually I'm going to let the people just talk. It's women. Some of them have been blacklisted. You know, like I was blackballed by Kingsway Music Corporation and Lamwan, you too, you know, for what I know of what you defrauded me out of, that you tried to discredit me and you blackball me. I mean, come on. I never said nothing about what I suspected y'all were doing, but hey, now it's wide open and there's other people that know about it. So they're going to be doing and talking. I can only talk about what y'all were doing down here in New Orleans. They're going to talk about what y'all were doing in the West Coast and how nuts and filthy y'all are, passing yourselves off as spiritual beings. It's like people in a Catholic church with red shoes. Oh, well, I'll get to the Catholic church eventually. And so, you know, there's just not enough people being held accountable for the things that, you know, they have been doing. You know, I keep saying that, you know, Black America has accepted Obama, you know, as a, there's a difference between Marxism and capitalism. There's a vast difference. But Marxists, just like the Black Lives Matter movements, needs money donated to them, which they had millions, hundreds of millions donated to them. But they against capitalism, but yet they soliciting money from everybody. I mean, what do you think capitalism is? You know, so I mean, it's really, you know, just like they're going after the what is a distraction to everything that's gone on with a communist takeover of our country, because that's what it is. If you have talking heads, well, you can't even sit in front of the television and you know more about the information that they're saying that cannot be proven, but yet it has been proven. They just don't want to report on it. They don't want to show you the same videos that we're seeing on the internet. They just want to discredit it. Well, there was an organization that is funded by Communist China that has been whining and dining all the talking heads, the network executives, and the news editors to all these major networks. So this has been a plan for what they intended to do for this election. Their test run was the 2018 midterms, and they're saying that Pelosi was not reelected, and neither was Adam Schiff. But somehow, you know, now we know by the 2020 election how that happened. It's paper ballots found, uncounted allegedly, after the election night deadline. So that's what happened in 2018 midterms. Then we had the wildfires in Paradise, California. That was a great smoke screen. What they're using here in New Orleans to distract everybody is changing the street names. You know, so, you know, and they call that patriotic. You got to be kidding me. Why don't y'all do something that brings us further into the future, you know, instead of looking back, you know, to aggravate everybody. But that's what the game is. It's changing the streets. We don't even have the potholes taken care of. You know, we got other things that need, like, you know, we got the sewage and water board corruption, and I got things with the police I got to take care of. Now, I like the police, the ones that wear a badge because they're wearing it with honor and integrity. But you see, like, there's people in the top brass that are so friggin' corrupt, the bribes are already in place when you walk into their office to let them know about serious situations. Like, in my situation with my family, this woman was targeting my family in an extortion scheme for what my brother's wife did. My brother's got to protect his wife, so my mother and I have to become pawns in identity fraud scheme, identity theft scheme that I'm still dealing with, and I got to hear about through Bunny Matthews' son in a facility playing the game for Phil Whitman, because Chris Turgeon was the next door neighbor to Mr. Whitman. We know him very well. He has a lot of money. Yeah, that was like a left-handed threat to me. Thank you, Chris Turgeon, you pig. But we'll get to that. You hear, babe? So, you know, it's never ending. But that's why I'm on the air and I'm talking about it, because we got to develop solutions so that this doesn't happen to other people again. And that's the way it goes. So we're getting help throughout the country with this. We'll be right back. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange.
Hi, this is Valerie Armand. Join me for my new show, Mortal Musings, Thursdays at 7 p.m. I will be talking about the often avoided and sometimes uncomfortable topics of life, death, and everything in between. As the founder of Exiting Gracefully and an affiliate of Dying Your Way, I'm looking forward to sharing my experiences and getting your take on how we as a society can change the way we face our mortality one conversation at a time. So tune in Thursdays at 7 p.m. for Mortal Musings, exclusively on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Hi, I'm Pete Cannizzaro with Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Cannizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CannizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Have you simply had enough breakfast? Push yourself away from the table and relax. Now there's a Beatles music show for the music connoisseur. A show that proves the Beatles were the best band ever. They were influenced by hundreds of artists who came before them and continue to have an effect on the music of today. It's called Beatles-O-Rama, The Show, and it airs every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM. I'm Pat Matthews, and it's good to be back in my hometown. Join me every Sunday morning as we break the breakfast habit together.
Don't say to Rich. Yeah, so we're going to be dealing with Catholic facilities and helping Catholic Church have an exorcism. So I was going to talk about how a son of two members of the Weather Underground has become San Francisco's next district attorney. And they were questioning... they were questioning how that could possibly have happened. The police association was spent like over $650,000 to defeat him because they his reckless policies that he wants to put in place. I mean, his parents were charged with murder and armed robbery. They were the drivers of a getaway car. Black Liberation Army allegedly shot the Brinks armored car guards and two police officers and a guard. But it was a botched thing, even with the killing. They got nothing. But that's how the Weather Underground and Black Liberation Army was supporting their radical activities, you know, bombing buildings and stuff like that, Capitol, the Pentagon, you know, police stations, you know, like they're doing now. They were just in hiding. So the problems are that these people are getting in because of these voting machines that are flipping votes. Because they said, you know, certain people are being elected in areas that it's just an impossibility. Well, now we know what makes it possible. We have videos of what makes it possible, no matter what the mainstream media says. And that's really a shame that this has happened in America. But it hits, but the reason why it started is we put up with the bull, you know, with allowing changes in how a person comes into our country. You know, it's the changes were made with over people going for illegal border crosses, and then all of a sudden we don't have any rights. But to get on a plane now, you're going to need to get a passport now. Get a passport ID so you don't carry your passport around, you know, when you arrive wherever you're going. Yeah, it looks like a, you know, like a driver's license type thing. Now, to get on a plane, you're going to have a certain type of license to get on a plane. Now, I don't know if that has gotten around. That's in the United States. So we don't need to know, we don't need to have an ID to vote, or you can register to vote on the day that you're voting, but they don't have time to check the voter rolls to see if even if other people are even on the rolls. They had people that weren't even registered voting in these elections in all 50 states. So that's the sad part. So I don't understand, and I'm going to get deep into it next week, where what Chester Bowden was doing before he came back to the United States. He was placed with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dawn to raise him when his parents went to jail. His mother pled guilty to the murder and the armed robbery. His father wouldn't, so he would wind up being convicted and getting a stiffer sentence. He's still in jail, but his mother's out. And another Weather Underground radical is running the BLM board. So that's who Bill Clinton pardoned and commuted a sentence. If he wouldn't have done that, should still be in prison. So that's where we are. What's up coming up in your area, Mr. Dan?
Oh, well, we've got, hopefully, we don't see it, but some scary things are happening here in New York State. You probably know that the New York State Assembly and Senate are both controlled by Democrats. Mm-hmm. And they're all beholden to Andrew Cuomo. And basically, that's how Cuomo got his unlimited powers, is they just handed it over to him so he feels like he can act like an emperor. But they've got a bill going through right now. It's called actually A416. And what this bill would do is essentially is taking the Fourth Amendment rights away from New Yorkers.
Great.
Because the bill, in the language of the bill, it provides for the removal and the detention of cases, contacts, and carriers. Or maybe it may be one of them, and would be regarded as a danger to public health. And this is all done at, in the opinion of the governor or of whoever he would designate.
Yeah.
Well, you can see what a slippery slope that would be.
Right, right. He's going wild. Well, I know they activating the National Guard to help support the police during the pro-Trump rallies on the 6th. You know, and they found over 432,000 votes that were removed from Trump in Pennsylvania. That's a new thing. It's a, I got that information yesterday, but quite sure other shows were talking about it, but I'm verifying it. Over 432,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And it was a team of data scientists that found it, and they reverse engineered to show what happened. And like in all other states, the vote count decreased in Pennsylvania as they did in other states. So by following these same people, they say Maxine Waters wasn't even reelected in this election, and her Republican opponent won in a landslide. And so, I hope he steps up. And I mean, I don't know, this is weird. They said Trump won California. So what do you think about Assange? They stopped the extradition to the United States. Do you think he ought to be pardoned by President Trump?
Well, there's been talk about that.
I think he ought to be pardoned.
He should as well.
Yeah, because they covered up the whole thing of the significance of the DNC emails that he released. They rigged the Democrat Party primaries on behalf of Hillary Clinton. So how could she complain about any other thing? You know, a rigged presidential candidate says she got the election stolen from her. Right before the 2016 election, they found a warehouse full of ballots for Hillary Clinton 2 weeks before the election. So you see, they've been playing this little game for a while, you know, and just like they're doing, you know, California hasn't even stopped counting. They can't even match up the numbers, no matter what anybody says. And Cappy from in Hollywood that was talking about how crazy the film industry was and how it played into the music industry. Well, he was passed, let's say, so I don't get into it. But he had a dead man switch, so a lot is starting to come out, and you'd be surprised whose daughters are involved. Same thing with Hunter Biden. There's a daughter of someone who has a cocaine habit themselves, you know, with Hunter Biden. And so, you know, you can see who that is without me saying. And it's pretty sad that that laptop didn't come out sooner, so you would know who all the characters are that would have the mindset to plan with Molotov cocktails after you are caught framing General Flynn, and that Yamula witch hunt was a waste of U.S. taxpayer money because you weren't investigating a crime. You're just trying to terrorize America with your bull crap. So we're going to have to go to next week, Dan.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. Look, without you, we wouldn't know what was going on up there for real, honestly.
Well, I'm happy to bring it to your list.
No, definitely. You know, and like we put our heads together on a Nashville thing, and we found out that the damage is from a missile, you know, and then the RV exploded after the missile hit. So there it goes. We need to tell the truth. It's a revolutionary act. And I know they'd like to arrest me, but they got to make up things to arrest me on. But, you know, it's the Beat Exchange. See you same time next week, people. Be brave, be fearless, and be best. And arm up. Learn how to use it. Become a marksman.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote.